In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for this hour.
Amen.
Your word says the hour cometh, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they that hear shall live. Lord, we believe in this word. We believe in this word. It says that the Lord shall descend in a shout, in the voice of the chief messenger, the principal messenger. And Lord, it says that we shall be caught up. Father, we pray tonight that every man, every woman, every child in this room shall be caught up tonight. That we may meet together in the air. In the name of Jesus Christ. Cause us all to come up hither. That you might show us. Oh my God. John said, I was caught up in the spirit when I heard that voice. We pray tonight that as the voice of the Son is heard, that we might be caught up in the spirit. He says, and I heard and I saw. Lord, that tonight we will hear.
Amen.
And tonight we will see.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We pray for a release of your spirit tonight.
Amen.
Ezekiel said, when he spoke to me, the spirit entered into me and set me upon my feet.
Yes.
Father, we believe it is time for the feet company to arise.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That feet that will stand upon Mount Zion. He said, our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Oh yes, Lord. Lord, let a people stand upon their feet. Lord, let a people stand upon their feet. Let a people stand upon their feet. In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you tonight.
Hallelujah.
We ask, O God, that this may be the hour, Lord, of that visitation.
Amen.
That will bring deliverance.
Amen.
He said, blessed be God, who has visited and has redeemed his people.
Yes.
And has raised up a horn of salvation.
Hallelujah.
A horn of strength for salvation.
Hallelujah.
Lord, are these people who have been weak and beggarly, that strength and salvation will come.
Yes.
He said, now is come strength, salvation, hallelujah, and the kingdom of our God and of his Christ.
Hallelujah.
Lord, that tonight the accuser of the brethren shall be cast down.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord God Almighty.
Thank you.
We proclaim it.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm excited.
Better than Peter.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am excited.
And again than Peter.
You know, I used to come to Ikpe many, many years ago. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That was when I knew there was something special about this land. The enemy walked to thwart that. But the vision is for an appointed time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything God has said about this land will come to pass. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Every prayer that has been prayed in this land will be answered. There is simply a time and a season. And we are persuaded that this is the time. And that this is the season. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you are special people. Amen.
Amen.
This community does not know you yet.
Amen.
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 But in time to come, they will know you. They will look for you. They will knock at your door at 2 a.m. Can I come in? The one who mocked you in the morning will knock in your house at night. Please, can I come in? That is the way it's going to be. Praise the name of the Lord. If you continue steadfastly, holding fast to what has been committed to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is committing something to you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have to hold on to it. Begin to understand what it is. Begin to appreciate it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the mightiest weapon this world has ever seen.
Hallelujah.
This God is a very funny God. He has a way of hiding important things in the most unlikely places. So when you pass, you won't even know there's anything important there. Until the day of battle. Then weapons will start appearing from nowhere. Hallelujah. As I talk to you, the enemy does not fully understand what is going on. Praise the name of the Lord. By the time he will discover, it will be too late for him. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a burden the Lord is putting upon my heart. It's about the redemption of this land. Hallelujah. Tonight we'll be talking about the ransom. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I trust that the Lord will open up our hearts tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a basis on which we walk this earth. There is a basis on which we confront the enemy. There was a basis on which all the spirits in this land came into this land. All of them were invited by man. The day they will vacate, it is man that will vacate them. Are we together, brethren? They are here because your fathers invited them. But there is a new generation coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who will not worship the God that their fathers
saw?
As this generation rises, there is going to be trouble. You know, who was talking about Gideon? Gideon's father served an idol. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Gideon was destined for something new. To bring deliverance to the land. And the Lord told him, you have to start in your own house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know the funny part. Gideon's father was a custodian of the deity. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if you go, how God put somebody into trouble. And the Lord said, go into your father's house. Go to that altar. Pull it down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. When the Lord gives you an assignment, he sends escort with you. Under normal circumstances, Gideon should have been a dead man. Do you understand? But it was his father who was the priest who should have been very angry that was now defending Gideon. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A land can change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A land can change. When light comes into an environment, it can completely change. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, we're going to trust God that the things he's put into our hearts concerning this land are true. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you are in for a change. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, some years ago, we had cause to go to somewhere in Ikwano. It's community just between Ikotekwene and Umuahia. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, there was a brother in our local assembly who was from a family. And he, the family were the custodians of the deity of the land. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the times past, when they were about few in number, and they were afraid of other tribes, his ancestors went and brought this spirit to protect them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They said, this family will become the custodians and priests of you, for you. We will give you sacrifices like this and like that. On your own part, you will keep this community. And that spirit was the God of thunder. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So this spirit, now let me tell you why I'm telling you this story. Prepare for warfare. The moment you begin to wake up, you will have trouble. I tell you that by the spirit. Hallelujah. So get up your loins. The moment you begin to rouse from sleep, and this spirit see that you are woken up, are we together? They will send certain individuals to come and make things difficult for you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to know that the kingdom of the Lord
Jesus Christ
is coming down upon the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's going to be manifest physically and visibly from one community to another. Spirits are going to be vacated. This is the whole essence of God, what God is doing in your midst. There are all kinds of spiritual power bases around this place. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, when you get into an environment where certain wickedness has been done, spirits have a legal right to form a stronghold in that place. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Over the years, they invite more spirits until that place becomes a den of darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where righteousness has also been done, the Lord also has a legal right to sit there. And every year, righteousness increases. Every year, righteousness increases. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Light overcomes darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And brethren, this is what is going to happen. So that God says, in every nation, in every tribe, in every tongue, He is going to have a witness. Hallelujah. Because of these people, the devil cannot claim hold over that place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why he hates those who keep the testimony of Jesus Christ. Doesn't have too much problem with the Pentecostal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He knows where he holds them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? Or there is a people, he findeth nothing in them. He is not comfortable with such a people. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me tell you this story and then we'll go on. So this brother joined us. He was used to be in Lagos. What he was doing collapsed. And then he came down to worry. We were in fellowship with him. Suddenly he lost his job. Things are just going wrong for him. Then one day he came to church and told us that his uncle was dead. His uncle was the chief priest in that community. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now listen.
Well,
so Initially, the brethren thought it was a joke. Because the man was going to be buried in about 10 days' time. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please, can you put up this fan if you don't mind? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or you can turn it around. Yeah, it's okay. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, one day we were in church on a Wednesday. And he shared the burden. Because this spirit was now terrorizing the family. After the man died, nobody was bringing offering. So the thing will go from door to door, banging on doors from night till morning. Nobody will sleep. Moving like fire around the compound. And shouting, say, you must bring in my sacrifice. This is what I agreed with you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, while he was talking, the Lord put a prayer in my heart. You know, sometimes when we speak words, Jesus said, words we speak, they are spirit and they are life. Now, what I said was this. I was praying. And I said, Lord, we enter into Amizi. That's the name of the community. We enter as flames of fire. And we enter the territory of Kamalo Ahia. That's the name of the spirit. The moment I mentioned that name, something picked up this brother and started spinning him, right in the midst of the church. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? So we had to deal with that matter. Now, that was when everybody knew that the matter was serious. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So the burial was that weekend. So I had to go to Amizi for the burial to survey the ground. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now this priest is not a toy priest. This is the man who can stay here, raise his hand like this, and send thunder and lightning to another village in broad daylight and kill the person. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to tell you that we are going to come up against powers. Some of them are lying dormant right now. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? So what we are doing is not joke. But in our understanding, me, if you do not have not made up your mind to walk with the Lord whole and entire, get out of this environment. This is not the place for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that you do not die like a fool. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For if you make up your mind to walk wholly with the Lord, the same promise God gave to Joshua, he is giving to us. He said, there shall no spirit, no spirit be able to stand before you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to know that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So at the burial, funny enough, the person who preached was a pastor. At the burial of a chief priest. He said, you know, this man was my friend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The chief priest doesn't have too many friends.
But
I want to thank God for this brother, because he was also a true Christian. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he told him, he said, I told this man initially, leave this thing, come and serve the true God. You know what the priest told him? I will leave this thing. When those your fellow pastors will come to me for power, when they stop coming. I didn't tell you what somebody told me. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Friend, are we together?
We are. You know,
we are in a time when things are not very clear. But very soon it will become clear. Because Paul said their folly shall proceed no further. Certain things will soon be made manifest. It will shock you. You thought this one was church. You thought this one was brother. But certain things are going to be made manifest. Now, after the burial, I went back to the brethren and I said, we need to address this matter. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we took a fast for 7 days. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The whole church. And began to pray. And the Lord was very good to us. Because he gave us specific instructions. What to do. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So on the day that we were to go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We cooked our own food. Put our own drinks and took off to the village. When we got to the village, the entire village ran away. They were very sure that the God would kill us and probably kill them too for allowing us to come into the village. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, we got there and we waited on the Lord again. We began to minister in songs. People will come, they will be. And they will hurry away. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, it was great. As we are worshipping the Lord, we are waiting for a signal.
But
when the signal came, we moved to the next phase. We went and opened the man's house. Since the man died, no human being born of woman has entered the house. You won't try to, because you do that stroke and that's it on the ground. We opened the man's house. We entered his house. We brought out all his instruments of divination. We brought out his clothes. We brought out his property. Everything that belonged to the man. We set it on fire. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It was burning one kind blue flame like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we set it on fire. In that compound, there was this altar he had where he was pouring libation. They had two altars. They had the poor libation inside the compound. We demolished that altar. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And proceeded to the market square where the second altar was. Where he was doing blood sacrifice. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We had to cut down to the groove.
Praise
the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As there were three pots by the big tree. They were empty. But we prayed and poured fuel and set it on fire, and the pot exploded like a bomb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Went off like a bomb. But I took off. I wasn't expecting that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we went back to the house and called the entire family and spoke to that spirit. I said, the game is over. The people who brought you here say they don't want you. And brethren, that was the end of the story. That spirit didn't do pyong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It did not do pyong. It never came back there to demand anything. There is no food for lazy man. Is an adult is a lazy man. Are you getting my point? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let me tell you what happened in that community. This spirit kept, you know, when you worship idols, it goes with poverty. Idolatry and poverty goes together. Idolatry and promiscuity goes together. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That community. Governor Ojus Okalo. From that village, appointed a commissioner, appointed a special advisor. The electricity that the community never had brought electricity to that community. That's not the end of the story. The young girls in that community were not getting married. Like magic, they started getting married. Oh, and I forgot to mention something. That chief priest had 4 shareholders. When he gives an animal sacrifice, those are the 4 people that eat with him. They are covenant. Within 30 days, 4 of them were dead and buried. The Lord just purged that community. Their girls started marrying. Their young people started getting admission to university. They started getting jobs. That community changed. I'm talking about a real life. Now, what I'm trying to say, the spiritual environment controls what happens in natural. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are not dealing with the natural anymore. Praise God is moving us into the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, brethren, God wants to do something in this community. I want you to take yourself very seriously. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Great things will happen here. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
1 Timothy chapter
2.
I'm going to read from verse 5 to 7. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'll read from the Amplified Version. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For there is only one God and only one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people, a fact that was attested to at the right and proper time. And of this matter, I was appointed a messenger and an apostle, a special messenger. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I do not falsify when I say this, a teacher of the Gentiles in the realm of faith and truth. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tonight we'll be talking about the ransom. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There is a legal basis upon which we are walking on this earth, and which we are doing what we are doing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we stand to declare the gospel, there is a message that we preach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is called the message of redemption.
Amen.
Are we together, brethren? The message we preach is the message of redemption. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is the message that we're preaching. It is about the ransom. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, a lot of times, the people of God do not understand the basis on which we stand. And I'm going to tell you another story. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To illustrate this matter. There's a sister that we used to worship with. She has passed on to be with God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One day she called me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
She said, look, there is an experience that I'm having in my house. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the thing is disturbing me. Okay, I said, what is the problem? So she told me she lives in that house with her two daughters. And they will be in the house. And something will enter the house. You know, like a person. But like a shadow. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. The thing is there. But it's not physical. But you see him. So the thing will just, they will be in the sitting room, the thing will enter. Just look at them like this and walk straight into her room. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now the first time, or the first few times, she thought it was her imagination. Then eventually the doctor, she discovered the daughter was also seeing that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The thing will come, look at them. You know, disdainfully, and then enter their bedroom. And she was allowing the thing. Until one day, the thing now began to speak. And call the daughter's name. That's when she really got frightened. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, I said, okay, when this thing started happening, what did you do? She said, nothing. I could not believe it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I said, okay, we'll come. So I got some of the elders. And we came to her house. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I talked to her first. I said, do you know who you are? Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you know who you are? That you're a daughter of Abraham. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand what it means? I told her. I said, who pays rent in this house? She said, she does. I said, eh? With what do you pay rent? She said, with her money. I said, that money, do you understand what that money is? I said, that money is your sweat. That sweat is your blood. That blood is your life. If you're paying rent in a place, nobody has right to enter that place without your permission. Brethren, are we understanding what I'm saying? Now, because I'm going to tell you why. This place where you are in, there is a basis on which you are in this land. That you were born in this land. There is a divine purpose for it. The earth is the Lord's. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even though there is a challenge for it, it is God's intention that through you, God's right to this act will be fully recovered.
Amen.
Are we together? Every rebellion, every usurper, every thief, every kidnapper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm speaking both in a spiritual and a physical
sense.
You will arrest. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So I told the sister, I said, do you know your daughter of Abraham? Do you know what is involved in that
country?
How can you tolerate this? Everything the devil does in this community is because you have allowed it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Everything he does in your house is because you have allowed it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So brethren, we prayed. The Lord put a word in my mouth. So I spoke to that spirit. I'm a lawyer. Spirits understand law. Everything the devil does is on the basis of a law. That's why Jesus said, "Go on to you, lawyers." You see, the devil manipulates. No. I say you. If it's not you, them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I have been redeemed. That's what we're talking about. From the curse. There is a curse upon the whole earth. We must be fully redeemed from the earth. He said, there shall be no more curse. The curse will now go into the house of the thief. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So I spoke to the spirit. While we spoke, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, listen. This woman here is the daughter of Abraham. In case you didn't know, she pays rent in this house with her money. Her money is her sweat. Her sweat is her blood. Her blood is her life. Therefore, she has rights. Every nook and cranny in this house. Nobody comes in here without her permission. So, chapter is what now? Closed. Don't come here again. Chapter closed. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I would like to tell you, the reason is because tomorrow you are going to have cause to stand, to speak on the basis of this ransom. Amen.
Amen.
There was this group in the book of Revelation. They said, "You are worthy, O Lord, because you have redeemed us by your blood out of every tribe." When the Lord finishes with you, you will not be Ephic. You will not be Bibiol. You will not be Anan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you have been redeemed. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Out of every tribe, out of every tongue, out of every nation, we will simply be kings and priests unto our God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a need for us to understand that. You know, we are going to learn how to use our mouths very
well.
Right now, we use the thing for many, many things. Say this thing. Everything is here. As the understanding of who you are begins to come. Slow to speak. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because the things you speak will begin to come to pass. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why we're going this way, but the Lord will help us tonight. I have a brother in Port Harcourt, who, one of the brethren, some years ago he lost his brother. Praise the name of the Lord. He lost a very close brother to him. And the thing so affected him that about for 7 days he couldn't sleep. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He could not sleep. I didn't know. So when I got that information, I had such a strong burden to go and see him. So I left over and went to Port Harcourt to spend the night with him. So when I came, he began to talk to the brother. I haven't slept for 7 days. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just, in the night, my eyes are just open like this. So I said, praise God. God has a purpose tonight. I said, this night you will sleep like a baby. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are going to sleep like a baby tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It wasn't too much prayer. I said, brother, go to sleep. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He slept and slept and slept and slept. In fact, 7 days sleep, he slept one night. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
By the word of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There is something about us. You know, God calls us the redeemed. Is a stem, one of those stems that God uses a lot. And then he calls himself, I am the Redeemer. Now, there is something very serious about that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, the whole business on which we are relating with God, on which we are relating with the devil, is on the basis of something called ransom. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now let me explain like a lawyer what a ransom is. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm going to use first, before I look at the scripture, I'll give you the legal basis, which is exactly what is in the Bible. In these days of kidnapping, every Nigerian understands what ransom is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ransom is that money when they say, we have captured your husband. So go to Ikorodu Money Junction there. Drop 10 million naira. If you want to see your husband or your wife. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now that's money that you pay to secure the release of somebody who has been taken captive. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Who is in captivity?
Hallelujah.
Who is in bondage?
Hallelujah.
Who is being held by something stronger than him? And he cannot free himself. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You pay that money. That money becomes satisfaction for the captor.
And
you secure the release of the person. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Secondly, it is also money that you pay to compensate somebody for damaging his property. We see that also in the scriptures. Under the old covenant, if your neighbor gives you his cow to keep, and while the cow is in your care, the cow dies. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Or you own a cow and the cow goes and wounds somebody or kills somebody. Now, there is one of the laws in the scriptures.
It's
the law of perfect justice. It's God that set it up. An eye for an eye. You understand? A tooth for a tooth. If I see Bro Isaac and I just box him like this and he drops 3 teeth drop on the ground, there is no sorry, there is no abeg. I will simply set my mouth like this and I will lose 3 teeth. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, God is not a wicked God. So when you see some of these things in the scriptures, there are much more spiritual realities behind them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if your ox wound somebody or even kill somebody, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now they will kill the ox and then you will now pay damage commensurate to the injury to that other person. That damage that you pay is also called what now? A ransom. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's a compensation. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, if we understand this, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Another way it is used is when a person, an Israelite, hallelujah, maybe due to poverty, I borrow money from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I can't pay back the money. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, in Israel, what they do, I will now sell myself to you to become your slave. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, if the money is 10 shekels. In Israel, a day's wage is known. So, I can calculate how many days or months I will serve you to pay off that debt. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, under such circumstances, there is also an arrangement whereby your kinsman, because we are going to be talking about the kinsman. Now, one of the principles we are going to learn about the kinsman is that in the Bible, life does not belong to the individual. Life is family property. I hope you understand that. You must. It's if you don't learn anything today, you will learn this. Life does not belong to the individual. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? Your life is family property. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to your family. You know, sometimes we have people who are so independent. Miriam will say, brother, this thing you're doing is not good. Say, leave me off. It's my life. It's not your life. It is family what now. Now let me explain what I mean by that. If somebody kills brother Emma,
I will kill one brother.
In those days, do not now. In Israel.
Israel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is obligatory on the family to avenge him. Are we together? There is a duty. There is a responsibility on his family. You have had the term avenger of blood. Your avenger of blood is your kinsman. Are we together?
Amen.
Your son, your uncle, your brother is duty bound to pursue the killer to Jamaica, to the ends of the earth, to avenge that blood. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? So the duty is on the family. So when a person dies, they can't say, it's my life. The law does not recognize that. Your life is family property. Are we together, brethren? Hallelujah.
Amen.
No man liveth unto himself. No man dieth unto himself. So if a man sells himself to slavery and he is not able to redeem himself, he says his near kinsman can pay off that money and release him from that bondage. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? The law is that it will be your near what now? Kinsman. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we'll go back a little bit and talk about man. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, the Bible tells us, let's read something. Hallelujah. Exodus 21. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sorry, is that 21? Let me get it out. Sorry, Leviticus chapter 6.
Yeah, or you say again Leviticus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Leviticus chapter 6.
I want to establish the legal basis for what we're talking about. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, I'm going to read from verse 1 to about verse 5.
Amen.
And the Lord said to Moses, if anyone sins and commit a trespass against the Lord and deals falsely with his neighbor in a matter of deposit given to him to keep, or of bargain, or pledge, or of robbery, or has oppressed his neighbor, or has found what was lost and lied about it, or swears falsely in any of those of the things which men do, and sin in so doing. For then if he has sinned and is guilty, he shall restore what he took by robbery. Hallelujah. Everything the robber has taken, he will restore. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He shall restore what he took by robbery, or what he secured by oppression or extortion, or what was delivered to him to keep in trust, or the lost thing which he found. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Or anything about which he has sworn falsely, he shall not only restore it in full, but shall add to it 1/5 more, and give it to him to whom it belongs on the day of his trespass or guilt offering. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if your neighbor gives you money to keep for him, and the next time he comes, you start telling him stories about the money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are in trouble. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, when God made Adam, he put a deposit inside
Adam.
He gave him something to keep, to guard. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, keep this thing for me. Brother, I don't know if you understand me. The day you were born again, the Lord put a deposit within you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord spoke to Timothy, said that holy thing that was committed to you, that deposit, keep it, guard it, secure it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said there was one king, one prophet came to him and told him a story. He said, somebody came to me and brought a prisoner. I said, keep this man. Guard him. Watch him. Don't let him escape. If this man escapes, your life will pay for his life. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord made a deposit in Adam. What was deposited in Adam did not belong to Adam. It belonged to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, Adam, keep this thing.
Adam,
guard it. Dress it. Till it. It was God's life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Adam did not guard that thing. It was damaged. It was stolen. It was lost. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he could not. He was very lucky. There is a principle also in the scripture. He said, if an ox or a sheep or what else was given to you, and a wild animal tore it, if you are able to bring the carcass and show. You know, when you said Adam, what happened? Adam said it's the woman. When you said woman, the woman said it's the serpent. You wonder why God didn't ask the serpent. The trouble is on what now? On his head. I don't know if you understand. The woman will be redeemed. The man will be redeemed. But for the thief, there's no redemption for him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the woman said, "Is the serpent."
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, what is committed to us was damaged. It was disfigured. It was spoiled. Now, on the basis of the law of perfect justice, God is entitled to compensation. Are we together, brethren?
Amen.
The problem is very serious. Adam had nothing to offer to pay. Because what Adam had was damaged goods. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God was entitled to compensation. Adam could not give him. Even in the state Adam was now, what he had could not pay for what he had damaged. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But there is a law. It is the law of the ransom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now somebody else could pay. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But the condition was that that one had to be a king's man. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? For him to pay, he had to be a king's man. In the book of Psalms 49, he says, no man can redeem the life of another. Okay, let's read that scripture. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 49.
Psalm.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
From verse 7. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let me read from verse 6. It says, even of those who trust and lean on their wealth and boast of the abundance of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem either himself or his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the ransom of a life is too costly, and the price one can pay can never suffice, so that he should live on forever and never see the pit, the grave, or corruption. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the man was in trouble. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But the Lord made provision.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For compensation. Now, one of the problems that came as a result of that situation was that man fell into captivity. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The soul of man, which is that garden you see in Genesis chapter 2. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That garden is the soul of man in a high place in the spirit. Hallelujah. In that realm, the soul of man is a fruitful garden. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? When man sinned, the soul began to fall down. And it entered into a situation of captivity. Hell. Sheol. Grave. Egypt. Hallelujah. All of these expressions speak of a soul that has become a captive and a slave. Praise the name of the Lord. There were now things within the soul that would tell the soul, do this, and the soul will immediately do that. The soul knows that what I'm doing is not right, but the power is too much. I can't help myself. Hallelujah. I can't stop myself. I want to stop cursing people. I want to stop hating people. I want to stop lusting after people. I want to stop covetousness. But when the power comes upon me, it is like I can't do anything about it. Praise the name of the Lord. The soul had become captive. The soul had become a slave. The soul had been kidnapped. The soul had been captured. And that captor says, I have a legal right. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I have a legal right
to
hold them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, when he was tempting the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, if you will just bow down to me, I will give you all the kingdoms of this world. For they have been what now? What were these kingdoms? It was you. It was me. The souls of men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know, if I want to start a church now, I call it church in quotes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have people. I'm sure you have them in Akwa Ibom here. Name of state. If you go there and talk with them, they will give you something. 6 months. That place is full of people. Why would? How can they do that? Because they control the soul of men. So number is not actually a sign of success. Praise the name of the Lord.
He
said, if you simply just do like this, I will fill this place. Why? The devil now holds the soul of man in a realm called hell. The Bible calls it Sheol. He calls it the grave. In that realm, all men there are weak. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They are helpless. They are powerless. They cannot walk. They are in chains. They are in darkness. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And they are kept there by a power called the power of the grave. Now, when the Bible talks about grave, don't think it is that hole you dig in the ground when somebody dies. I hope you're with me. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't think it's that hole you dig in the ground. We are dealing with a spiritual power that keeps men bound in carnality. Hello? That keeps men bound in sin. That keeps men bound in worldliness. You want to come out of it, you can't. You want to break out, you cannot. You are miserable. You know that you are not supposed to be in this condition. But somehow you just cannot come out of it. I have news for you. Hallelujah. There is a Redeemer. There is one who has already paid. Now, the term ransom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Hosea, it said, I will ransom you from the power of the grave. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It means you pay. I will pay a price to disconnect you from the influence and the dominion. Listen, brethren. If there's anything inside your mind that keeps telling you that sin is normal, you understand the point? Fear is not normal. Fear came when Adam. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope you understand my point. The life we have lived is a fallen life. Even as Christians. But God says there is a year of my redeemed. He says there is a day of my vengeance. Don't you understand? In Hebrews chapter 2, Jesus took flesh. He became man so that he can become our near kinsman. Are we together, brethren?
Yes.
And acquire the legal right to say, these are my brethren. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, something happened at the Garden of
Gethsemane
when those soldiers came. Something happened there that you need to read carefully to understand. They came.
They said,
who are you looking for? He said, we want Jesus. Jesus said, I am he. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know what happened? Everybody said, yes, sir. But he said, take me, let this man
return.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am. He said that the Son gave himself as a ransom to be testified in due time. There is a people who are going to testify about redemption. They say, you have redeemed us. You know what it means? You have released us. Brethren, there is a time of release. He said that creation shall be released from the bondage of corruption. There are things that work in my body. Sometimes I feel things. Do you understand that? That I'm not supposed to feel. My mind tells me this is wrong. You shouldn't be feeling like this. Are we together? But there are impulses. There are operations of corruption. But there is a day of redemption. And brethren, we are saying that that day of redemption has come. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? That creation shall be released. Now, something has taken place. He said we, Romans chapter 8, that we already have the deposit, the first fruits. When you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, when you speak in tongues, when the Lord begins to walk in one measure or the other in your life, it is to show you evidence that there is more to come. We have known deliverance in one realm or the other. You can testify that the gospel has done some measure of change in your life. It is to show you that if the Lord can do that one, then he can do all. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And secondly, I want to tell you, the Lord says, I'm your avenger of blood. I was reading in the book of Revelation. God will take vengeance on Babylon for the blood of his saints. Praise the name of the Lord. See, the hour of my vengeance has come. He is our kinsman. He said, O death, I will be your enemy. I pity death. I don't know if you understand me, brethren. That a people will stand and say, death, where is your
grave?
Have you seen a dead lion before?
Or
a dead snake?
Children
just pick it up like that and be doing it like this. And be doing it like this. Brethren, there is redemption. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, creation shall be released, redeemed. Now, one of the meanings of redemption is to put a demarcation. You know, in the book of
Exodus,
when the plagues were on, the Lord says, I will make a distinction. That word in Hebrew is the word redemption.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word redemption is also the word that is translated atonement.
Kapha.
It means to cover. To keep. To secure. To protect. To deliver. To severe. To disconnect. But I'm going to be disconnected from corruption. This thing will not have any power upon me. I will say, where is lust? Where is pride? Where is anger? Where is bitterness? Where is fear? Praise the name of the Lord. The land shall not be sold forever. When the Lord said that law, He was trying to tell us something. You know, they say you don't sell a house permanently. A house can only remain sold until the year of Jubilee. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A man can only remain a slave that day, you know, on the year of Jubilee, on the day of atonement. That day, the moment the high priest goes inside and blood touches,
somebody has a trumpet with you.
The moment the signal comes, do you know what happens in Israel? There is jubilation. My father's house that somebody has been occupying, we sold it, we are poor. I will just walk to the house. In fact, the man, when he sees me, if he knows what is good for him, he will just pack and be running away. If I meet him inside the house, I will remember all the bad things he did to me. He says, in that day, you will take them captive, whose captives you were, and you will rule over your oppressors. The way spirits have terrified us in this land, you will terrify them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Spirits can be afraid. You know that. Balak was he saw Israel coming. And every day the people were growing stronger.
And
he was trembling. I tell you something, you may not know. This thing you're seeing, don't joke with it. Forget the big churches. I pray that you understand what I'm saying. The ministry of Pentecost, it looks very great now. But you see, what we are talking about is going to be much more glorious. The foundation is righteousness. Thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, the anointing you are going to receive will be greater than that of your fellows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a redemption for
that.
And I speak about this land also. Don't keep saying that the prophecy is for a time. The prophecy is now. As you look around the world, you see darkness. That is a signal.
It
says, for darkness shall cover the earth. And you know who the earth is? Unbelievers. Who are the people? Believers. I hope you are you following what I'm saying?
Yes.
if you look at the Old Testament, when you see the word the people,
it's
speaking about the people of God. The earth speaks about the Gentiles. Are we together? Darkness covers the world. Gross darkness covers the church. But the Lord will arise upon you, and His glory shall be seen. And
He says
that kings will come. Do you know where is this light coming from? From within you. There is a lamp inside you. That lamp is about to increase. Every man you see carries a lamp. For unbelievers, the lamp is out completely. For believers, it is burning at various levels. When a spirit sees you, he assesses you based on the lamp. Are you getting my point? If your lamp is going down, the spirits will come nearer because darkness is covering up. When your lamp begins to burn brighter, they begin to move back. That's how they react, that's how they respond to you. So Jesus said at this time, let your lamps be burning. Let your lamp be burning. The city is, you see, this city is not going to be using the light of the sun. It's not an outer court ministry. It is not going to be using the light of a candle. It is not a holy place ministry. You see, there is light. You know, right now we know in part, we prophesy in part. But it says that when the perfect is come, the impact will pass away. Pentecost will fade when we step into our estate. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, brethren, what I'm trying to tell you, a price has been paid for you. Do you know what it means? It means that the devil's claim over you has come to an end. Anything he does in your life is because you allow it. By ignorance. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. When a ransom is paid, that matter is settled. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you know, the problem with the devil is that he's a stubborn fellow. But you see, the Lord says, I am coming to redeem my purchased possession. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So he is coming to enforce the ransom that has been paid. What is my responsibility now? Let me explain to you, brother. You know, when Jesus died, hallelujah, he went to hell. Is that correct? He went to the spirit that were in prison from the time of Adam and told them, I am the Messiah, the one that you have been seeing in shadows. I am He. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And as many as chose to respond to him said, let's get out of this place. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The devil could not speak a word. He could not speak a word. And I'm going to tell you why he could not speak a word. It has to do with the ransom, the price that was paid, the blood. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, let's explain this because it's very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The blood was the price paid. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'll tell you a story. You know, it will help us to illustrate the situation. And that's the story of Laban,
Jacob,
and Rachel. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, when Jacob was in the land of his of Laban, Syria. One day the Lord spoke to him. Leave this place. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now Jacob had prospered in this land.
Jacob,
he had increased, he had multiplied. For us, that land could represent Pentecost. In spite of his crafty nature, he was prospering. Are we together? But he could not return to his inheritance without addressing that nature. Praise the name of the Lord.
So
Jacob spoke to his wife and said, the Lord says it's time to go. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But there was a problem. The problem was that Jacob's wives had heard about the God of Jacob, but they did not know this God personally. Many of us are hearing these things. It is time for us to experience it. Praise the name of the Lord. Jacob had, Rachel had not known this God. So when she was leaving, she took some you. Hallelujah. What the father had known. Praise the name of the Lord. She carried some of her customs. She carried some of her traditions. And she put them inside her pocket. She took some of the nature and the character of the old, put inside the pocket, and said, oh yeah, let's go. Praise the name of the Lord. Now the law. When you take the devil's property, you give him a legal right to come after you. It is on this basis that God is cleansing his house. It's on this basis that God is saying, purge out these things. Take out the filthiness out of the house. Get rid of this God within our souls. If you don't, the spirit will come after you. So Laban came after them. Praise the name of the Lord. Now
Jacob
had paid for what he took from Laban. Are you getting my point? He had paid for it. So he had no business with
Laban.
A price has been paid for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must need to know that. But you need to drop. You need to let go. Amen.
Amen.
All that belong to your father. You must let go. It is on this basis that these spirits are coming after us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There are some customs that were still observed. There are some mental attitude that were still having. Laban came after him. He said, you have my property. Jacob said, I have nothing that belongs to you. Jesus said that the prince of this world comes. Findeth nothing in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I have nothing. Search my house. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is giving the enemy permission to search us. There are certain situations He is allowing us to pass through to reveal what is in our hearts. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jacob said, search the house.
Jacob,
anybody you find your property with, let him die. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
On this basis, Christians sleep. Christians are sick. Are we together, brethren? On this basis, the enemy operates in the church. Because there are certain things that we have still kept. I want to tell you that there is a church that is coming. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will come, he will look.
Say
that fear will take hold of him. And the Bible says he will hasten away. Because great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised. In the city of our God. In the mountain of his holiness. There is a city that is being built, brother. Spirits will come, they will look. And they will run for their lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The God said, he findeth nothing in me.
Amen.
I will tell you something, brethren. Jacob said, Laban, come. Bring your own kinsmen. Let me bring my kinsmen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let us start the house. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, I want to bring an illustration to you. When Jesus lived his life, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It was a life without spot. It was a life without blemish. It was on this basis that that blood could be a ransom. If there was sin in it, the devil would have raised an objection. Hallelujah. Say, this blood is not fit to redeem. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when Jesus rose from the dead, the first thing he did, you know, Mary came to hug him.
Don't contaminate.
I have not yet ascended to my Father. Praise the name of the Lord. The next time he came, he said, touch my hand. It means that between this time and this time, something had happened. He took the blood and he went to the Father. I said, here is the evidence. A life lived flesh and blood without spot, without blemish. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the power of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, brethren, that has serious consequences for you and for me. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord said, okay, go and call the devil. When he's coming, let him bring his kinsmen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let them come and inspect. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the devil came with his men.
Oh, yeah.
Take a look at this. You know what this is.
Said,
yes, sir, I know. Oh, yeah, look, any spot, any blemish, any wrinkle, any comma.
Jubilation.
He said, look well, look well. He said, okay, no blood, no spots. Yes, sir. Said, okay. Sign, put your signature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The basis of our redemption.
Amen.
On that basis, any spirit in Ikpe, you raise up this blood. That spirit was there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He cannot challenge it.
He
cannot challenge it. Hallelujah. Because they said the thing is without spot. Certified. On that basis, every claim the devil has over humanity has been settled. For all who believe, the blood speaks for them. Anytime you are going into battle, anytime you stand praying, anytime there's a challenge, no spirit can stand up. They have no answer. Don't mind the garagara. Hello? Don't mind the garagara. Are we understanding me? The devil does garagara to know whether you will. When he pushes you, if he pushes you, push him back. He will know that you know what he is. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to encourage us tonight that redemption has come to this land. Ikpe will not be sold for long. There is a redemption for this land. There is a redemption for you. And brethren, I believe that the hour of redemption is here. That this church arising here will speak to this land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This land will never be the same. You were redeemed with a price. That's what the Bible says. Don't be servants of men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do not be. There are many who are servants of men. They are just doing things for profit. You were redeemed with a price. You are not your own. Hallelujah. Your life is not your own. Now, any man who understands redemption knows that he does not belong to himself. I was lost. I could not pay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I could not help myself. As a sinner, I knew that sin was wrong. I couldn't help myself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until he came. I wasn't looking for him. He went out of his way. And he sought me. And he bought me with his redeeming blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The song says, he loved me ere I knew him. Now all my love is to him. He brought me to victory beneath the cleansing flow. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He loved me and washed me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him. Now all my love is to him. He brought me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Oh yes. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He loved me and washed me with his redeeming glory. He loved me and I knew him. Now all my love is to him. He brought me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Hallelujah. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Yeah.